End of combat missions for U.S. forces in Iraq. The end of all combat missions for the coalition forces in Iraq has now commenced. This doesn't mean troops are leaving the country, however. This all follows a resolution in January 5th, 2020, when the Iraqi parliament passed a resolution requiring the government to end the presence of foreign forces in the country. Foreign forces were actually built up in Iraq because at the time, several years ago, ISIS was spreading further into the country and even threatening Baghdad. In July of 2021, the U.S. and Iraq held a series of strategic dialogues in which the two countries agreed to withdraw all U.S. combat troops from Iraq by December 31st, 2021. As I mentioned previously, this doesn't mean all troops are leaving, for 2,500 troops will stay stationed in the country, but shift their role from combat to training. There's also about 1,000 other coalition troops that will remain in the country. Worth noting, the majority of U.S. troops that have been in Iraq were withdrawn under U.S. President Donald Trump. However, the United States still sees Iraq as an important link for strategic posture, particularly against extremists, as well as Syria. And according to a UN report early this year, it said that ISIS maintained some 10,000 fighters in Iraq and Syria, and that the forces move fluidly between the two borders. So as a diplomatic show of force, more troops are leaving. But the mission for America in the region still holds steady. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find this episode, many others like it, or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.